This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Today is email grab bag day on Garden Bite. If you've recently gone plant shopping and find that, well, you're not really sure where you're going to put them, so it might be a while before you get them in the ground, here's the deal. Don't panic. You can actually plant those perennials still in their pots. Find a spot in your landscape and sink them into the ground up to the pot level. Keep watered till the ground freezes and mulch. Then come spring, after you've decided where you want to plant them, dig them up carefully and they should be just fine. Gardeners have been asking about using plastic or landscape fabric as they start new beds. First off, I am no fan of plastic and will not use it. That sounds harsh, but plastic just has no place in my garden. I've found that landscape fabric doesn't always work, and more often than not, weeds find a way of growing on top of the fabric, and quack grass seems to come up right through it, making it even harder to deal with. Shredded newspaper or office paper that's been wet down works fine. It's cheap, breaks down eventually, and adds organic matter to the soil. Some businesses are more than happy to give you their shredded paper. Personally, I use natural wood chips only. Someone asked me about pruning out diseased branches. Should they disinfect the pruner after each cut since it's the same tree? Yes. Disinfect it by using Lysol spray or rubbing alcohol. Clorox sells a bleach-free disposable wipe that I've heard works as well. Remember that your hands will also have the bacteria on them, so wear garden gloves. One more question that continues to pop up is our watering situation. If you've planted trees, shrubs, or even perennials in the last 3 years, water them until the ground freezes. For more information, go to gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.